Well, it's 2008, and we have seen some pretty significant changes in the way the NCAA delivers news. The NCAA launched Champion Magazine and has moved the NCAA news from the print version to a more daily online version. Dr. Brand, why are we taking advantage of new media in this regard?
The world's changing, and all your listeners know that. New media opportunities, new digital communication is clearly the road to the future. And while the NCAA may not always be on the cutting edge of this, we certainly have to be attuned to the way our fans and others who are interested in the NCAA get their news, get their information. So we've gone digital in terms of our daily news. We're not only going to go digital with our paper, but also we're going to be able to present it day by day. I think that's absolutely terrific, and people have up-to-date information as well. But we're also starting something very different. We're starting a Champion Magazine. It'll be a quarterly magazine, and what it's really going to do is tell the stories of student athletes and others in intercollegiate athletics in a way that we haven't been able to do before, certainly in pictures, and it'll be a very attractive magazine, but most importantly, it'll give us a chance to tell about the people, and I'm really looking forward to that becoming a common event.
Under the leadership of David Pickle and Gary Brown, the publishing staff has really been progressive here, and we talked about the daily content that's going to be out there. You've got to be excited about the fact that we're going to be able to offer more in-depth things for our membership, for the fans out there, talking audio files, video clips that complement things in Champion Magazine and some of the articles that appear online.
That's right. People are communicating, listening, learning in various new ways, and we have to be attuned to that. I think we'll have up-to-the-minute news available. Our website is going to improve as well. I think there's an opportunity to listen, to see, to read that hasn't been there before. And even more importantly, we're going to be able to do it instantaneously, day by day. And so that news will be out there in the hands of our viewers and our listeners in a way that hasn't been true in the past.
And you have been quite progressive in the first person to found an NCAA blog, and we have the AA Zone for 2 years, and we're redesigning the AA Zone as well. And that's all about interaction between, you know, the NCAA fans, administrators, student athletes, etc.
That's exactly right. Josh, you've done a great job over the last couple of years running this. I know you have many fans yourself out there, and I read the commentaries, and people are engaged, and that's terrific, and there are great stories being told on the blog as well. But we also need to keep it up to date. We need to do it better and respond to the questions and the concerns and the good suggestions of those who participate. So we're moving ahead. We're not going to stand still.
One of the things that I am most excited about with these new advances, NCAA News Direct. This is a push product that folks can sign up for and get their news in their email box. Just another great advance.
Oh, I think that's exactly right. When you wake up in the morning, I know when I wake up in the morning, I turn on my BlackBerry and I see what's out there. And now I'll be able to get NCAA news. Certainly I'll read some of the media accounts and turn on the TV. But now I'll be able to hear from the NCAA's point of view, what's going on here? What are the controversial issues? What positions are we taking and why? It's a way to communicate more instantaneously than we have in the past, and that is a major step forward.